USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. The Oklahoma Supreme Court has rolled back two of the state's laws restricting abortion as unconstitutional. The rulings today strike down the bill that prohibits doctors from performing abortions at any point in a pregnancy, and the one that allows doctors to be sued for performing abortions after a heartbeat is detected. The Oklahoma Supreme Court said women have an inherent right to terminate their pregnancy if their life is in danger. There will be no demolishing that partially collapsed apartment building in Davenport, Iowa just yet, thanks to neighbors' protests.
They say that they know of five people who are unaccounted for. They believe two are connected to and still on site. So many people just calling for a thorough search as investigators and officials worry about the structural integrity of the building that they say right now is being held up by the rubble and more and could come down at any point.
NBC correspondent Shaquille Brewster in Davenport. Debate begins this afternoon, then the House votes tonight on the bill to raise the debt ceiling and roll back some federal spending. And it will be far from unanimous.
Some of us are going to vote no on principle.
California Democrat Ro Khanna is among several House members from both parties who don't like the deal, hammered out by President Biden and Speaker Kevin McCarthy. And going forward, Arizona Republican Andy Biggs wonders about McCarthy.
Does this represent a new coalition and a new trajectory where the speaker's going to go to the Democrats more and more to try to put forward whatever he thinks his agenda ought to be?
At least a couple of Freedom Caucus members say they are thinking about calling for a de facto no-confidence vote on McCarthy. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is expected to make it official next week. He's running for president. That will make five major announced candidates for the Republican nomination, with at least two others still considering whether to join the race. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
The family of a woman who died inside a freezer at an Arby's in New Iberia, Louisiana, is suing. The family says the door latch to that freezer was broken, trapping the woman inside. She was found by her son, who also worked at the restaurant. The family is seeking at least $1 million from the franchise owner, not Arby's itself. Remember Tara Reid? She's the former congressional staffer who accused President Biden of sexual assault. Now she says she has defected to Russia.
Reid turned up in Moscow Tuesday for a press conference alongside convicted spy Maria Butina. She said she felt safe and respected in Russia after she said she received death threats for her willingness to testify under oath in Congress. Reid made the news in 2020 when she said that then-Senator Biden assaulted her in 1993, something that Biden has denied. Reid said that this illusion of Russia as an enemy is propagated by a few Washington elites who are determined to cause problems. I'm Mark Mayfield.
New Zealand's national airline is asking its passengers to step on a scale before boarding its planes. No, it's not a new version of fat shaming. It's the latest effort to recalibrate the average weight of everyone on board. Pilots need to know the aggregate weight of everything, from the food to the luggage to the fuel, to calculate a plane's weight and balance. Air New Zealand will weigh 10,000 passengers to come up with a new average number. And no, there's no big sign at the gate flashing each person's weight. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Babbel.com.